And then there's my bedroom, which looks like a 5-year-old's bedroom. And the office, which is called the office, but really it should be called the place where everyone stores their junk, because you just can't see anything. There's paper all over the floor, everywhere. My parents' room, we won't go in there. And then we can go downstairs, where there is a large room with TV and usually some bicycles left out there where they should not be. And my brother's room, which is filled with swords and interesting artifacts.
What prompts the sword collection?
I really like swords. My brother does too. Okay. We're both very big fans of sharp objects.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't use that.
Not to worry. Taking your home into consideration, do you think that's an average home for Roswell?
I feel like a lot of people have pretty massive houses in Roswell. We have one of the smaller houses, I guess, in our area. But, yeah, it's pretty average.
Pretty average. What do you mean when you say massive?
Well, I used to babysit a lot, and so I babysat for some richer people because, you know, that's where the money is. And they had things like ballrooms in their houses and things that I would never even dream of having in my house. I don't even know. Several floors. Crazy.
So you'd say there are a lot of houses like that?
Yes.
Okay. Has that changed from when you were little? Is that a new thing, or has it always been that way?
As far as I can remember, it's always been that way. I think. Yeah.
And how would you describe the way those people who live in the bigger houses interact with people who maybe live in smaller, more average houses? Is there interaction? I don't know.
There is an interaction because we usually go to school with them. Like, the neighborhoods are pretty close to us, so we all go to school and stuff. But there has been some snobbiness, especially like among the children in middle school. There always is, but yeah, the girls in middle school would sometimes not talk to people who didn't live in their neighborhood.
Are there any neighborhoods specifically by name that you would say those are snobby neighborhoods?
Well, Horseshoe Bend, which isn't really that snobby, but they shouldn't be that snobby because the houses aren't that big, but they are. And then Country Club of the South.
Okay.
Which isn't really close to us, but it's close enough.
Yeah. Is that technically in Roswell?
No, it's in Alpharetta, yeah. But the two are so close to each other.
Yeah, it's true. That actually brings up a point that I like to ask people interviewing. I mean, do you feel that Roswell has a distinct identity apart from the towns around it, like Marietta, Alpharetta?
Not really. Roswell, Alpharetta, I think, is pretty much the same thing.
Okay. I mean, what is it about these areas that makes it all the same to you?
Well, we all go to the same schools. We all talk to the same people. And I feel like it's pretty much the same community.
Would you say that you consider yourself part of Atlanta?
I do when people don't know where Roswell is, but generally I say Roswell or Alpharetta as to where I live.
Okay. So if somebody to ask you, what is being a Roswellian, I guess, if you can use that term, and what makes you Roswellian or from Roswell?
I don't really know. I mean, I wouldn't really describe it as any certain way. Generally, I like saying I'm from Roswell because it's like Roswell, New Mexico, and that's pretty exciting. But other than that, there's not really a defining characteristic of Roswellians.
Okay. Where does Roswell kind of begin and end for you geographically? Just street names, landmarks that you might know, like, as soon as you pass this, like, I'm no longer in Roswell.
Pretty much. As long as I know where I am, I'm probably in Roswell. The moment I don't, I'm probably somewhere else. I'm not really good with geographic things. I don't really drive very much. So if the places I do drive to are in Roswell,